T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, if you've been watching the Red Sox celebration videos, you have heard the remix of the Callum Scott song with Tiesto, Dancing on My Own, and you can tell that someone walked in the room. You know why?
Because business picked up in here.
Well, a little bit. But you know what?
You don't get this kind of attention.
It also smells better as well.
It does smell better.
You can tell that it's someone who, like, might have showered this morning.
Somebody important is in the studio.
In the studio. Callum Scott is with us. Callum, good afternoon.
Thank you for having me. I'm really good, man. Really good.
So we're just the sports rubes. However, intelligence we're receiving from our ground sources are indicating that you were supposed to have a much bigger platform at Fenway Park last night, other than walking out with the knuckleballer, and they wouldn't let you do your thing and sing this song that has kind of become a Red Sox anthem.
Right. Well, I mean, I first saw it with Kevin. He was celebrating with the song. I saw it online. I was like, that is really cool. And then to be asked by Red Sox to come out and to throw the first ceremonial pitch, insane. I'm here. If they want me to sing, I'm here. That's all I'm saying.
So you're ready to perform.
I'm primed.
We just have to get the other team to quit bitching and moaning about it.
Apparently. So you'll be at the game tonight again?
I think I'm going to be at the game tonight, and they're going to win. So we're going to see them in Houston.
You got the Sox jacket on. I've fully embraced. You are a Red Sox fan.
All of the merch. Honestly, I went in the merch store across the way, and I bought half of the stuff in there.
Oh, really?
They just give it to you? That's
I'm going
to
be wearing...
Yeah, the anthem, for God's sake. Save those receipts. I think you can probably
I figured they would be getting monogram stuff from the players and things like that to be signed and all that.
I did get a signed ball from Kevin, which was awesome. Yeah, full circle.
Kevin Pilecki is the one who's really kind of taken this thing. How surprised were you that a song that you did, what, going back 5 years ago? It's since been remixed, but that has become so popular for a team and really the anthem.
Do you know what as well? Like, I sung that, like I said, 5 years ago that came out, and now, you know, I'm working on new music. I just released a new single called Rise. I'm working a second album that's going to come out hopefully next year. So like, to have a resurgence with a song is always special, but to see it, I saw it on social media and I was like, oh, that's really cool. But then it carried on and I was like, oh, this is more than just like a little moment. Like, this is a thing with the Red Sox, and, you know, to come out and to now adopt this team as like my own.
Pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Callum Scott is with us in studio. Okay, truthometer. Okay. How much did you know about baseball before you saw the video online and the Red Sox freaking out about it?
Hey, you know what? So I actually got into baseball because I have family in Canada. So I was a Blue Jays supporter.
I did have a little bit of knowledge
about the sport. I didn't know how to pitch, so when they asked me to do it, I was like, I have to have like some schooling. Like,
and you're gonna have to.
Yeah, where did you go? Yeah, you're Tim Wakefield. Like, yeah, hold it like this. Take your nails in. You're like, that's not how you throw a ball.
Well, as soon as I threw the ball, I thought the little square would pop up. You know,
It didn't happen. So did Laz Diaz. It didn't help him last night either.
No, it didn't. Now on Britain's Got Talent.
Yes,
Simon Cowell.
Yes,
a fascinating individual for me. I think he's very entertaining on TV, but what was it like performing in front of him?
I mean, that whole thing was just so like intense, because like, my sister went on before me, she got a no, and Simon stopped her a couple of times, so I went out like, I kind of hate this guy now because he made my sister cry.
Did you sing Mad?
If you go on YouTube, you watch the video, there's like a split second before I sing where I death stare the guy.
Oh, great.
Because I was just so upset with him. But then I'm like, I also really want to impress you. So it was like a battle of emotions. But I mean, singing that song and having the golden buzzer and everything was just dream come true. It was an overnight change. My life changed from that moment.
Something tells me that a guy like Simon Cowell would actually appreciate a little bit of that death stare.
Yeah.
Because there's something about him where it's like, he's okay with a little bit of edge. Like, if you watch him on the American version of America's Got Talent, like there's some people who go on there and then you'd be like, wait, what? Simon liked them? He's a hard guy to figure out sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, when he, I think there was an audition that made him cry. I think the whole world was just like, what, he can cry?
It's possible.
Yeah. Well, he's walking around with his shirt unbuttoned half the time now. Yeah. Like the guy ended up like wrecking and hurt his bike. Now. And yeah, he's now he thinks he's Johnny Hotbot.
Is the reality show, like, is your mind just spinning when you're up there? Especially yours, it's all different kinds of acts that were up there. So it's not like, oh, this person's kind of similar to me and I need to compete head to head. Like it's just a whole bunch of talent.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, I just because I was in the moment, that audition was just like, it just changed my life totally. But from that moment, I think going to the semifinals and the final, you're just running with it all the time. Cause it's like, I was like, this guy was in, I was in human resources. And then all of a sudden, like I'm a golden buzzer guy. Like he was just insane.
Michael Scott?
Yeah.
That is pretty crazy to think about it. Yeah. Who has been the, and I know this Red Sox experience, it sounds like not only it kind of caught you off guard, and now you mean these Major League Baseball players, but who over the past couple of years since you went on Britain's Got Talent that you've met where you've done the pinch yourself or like look at your friend and be like, holy F.
Look who it is.
I can't believe who it is.
There's been a couple of times, you know, like I was invited to sing at Joe Jonas's wedding. So the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, by the way, our producer is literally having an orgasm right now because
down,
he's like
John.
He's 25 and he's like he's known for soiling himself, so he might have.
But
there.
I appreciate him explaining to us the Jonas Brothers because he looked at us. He's like, these guys don't know. I know who he is. I know who they are. I should say it's not one guy. It's three guys.
Three of them.
Three guys.
Yeah, I know who he married. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sophie Turner.
Sansa.
Insane.
Were you like nervous as hell though?
Yes, I was stood there and then I'm like, I'm going to perform. Then I look over and Dr. Phil's there. I'm like,
Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil was there.
How did he get there? What, are they friends? That's an odd pairing.
I'm just like, okay, who else was there? When you looked around that room, you saw Dr. Phil.
I saw Dr. Phil. I saw...
I'm surprised you didn't have to sign an NDA. I'm surprised they can even tell us all this stuff.
Yeah. They're, I'm going to get my unemployment letter, I guess. James McAvoy was there. And
I like James McAvoy.
Dr. Phil was there. There was a bunch of stars.
There was like probably a sea of people, right?
Well, do you know what as well? Obviously, Sophie was on Game of Thrones.
Right.
And I was huge into Game of Thrones. So I thought, I just was assuming that the whole cast would be there. I was like, oh, I can't wait to meet all of the Starks.
Where's Daenerys? Where is she?
Like, where's the dragon?
We don't travel together. Yeah, the dragons. Where are they? Let me see them. Where's the
White
Walker?
Parked outside.
Yeah, they're out here. Now, we have a guy on our show. Now, Chris Scheim. I feel like one of our producers, Chris Scheim, is a bit of an amateur singer.
Right? He's
the
round
big
one
karaoke
right.
guy. Yeah. Huge karaoke guy.
Okay.
He's a big fan of yours. Sort of a role reversal. You're going to be Simon here.
Okay.
We're going to have Scheim do a little sample. You can stop him whenever you want. You can let him go as long as you want.
Okay.
And then
okay.
I want sort of like a letter grade, if you could, with Chris Scheim's performance. I know it's a lot of pressure for you, Scheim.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of space to work around. I'm
more of a
floor worker.
He's more of a showman than he is just a straight voice guy. But let's have a listen
to
Scheim.
He's good at memorizing lyrics.
Yeah, here's our own Chris Scheim.
Yeah, this
take
is...
it away, Scheim.
Just want to dance all night. I'm all messed up, I'm so out of line.
Beautiful.
Stilettos and broken bottles.
Here he goes.
I'm spinning around in circles. And I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh,
woo! Sticks.
And I'm right over here, but why can't you see me? Oh. And I'm giving it my all. I'm not the guy you're taking home.
Jeez.
Ooh.
He's pushing
and
for lunch.
I keep dancing on my own.
Oh, incredible.
And no.
Ooh. All right, please, God.
That's Chris Scheim. You know, thank you very much. Callum Scott.
Golden buzzer. Golden buzzer.
Yeah!
Golden
buzzer.
From D minus to golden buzzer, you booked that.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean he was really good.
He was very good.
He'd be more excited about the golden arches buzzer, but still, it's still a golden buzzer, nevertheless.
Either way, no, but I mean, he's into it. I think the passion.
Yeah,
he
I could hear it. First thing. I could hear the gravel in his voice. Yes. I could hear the soul.
A little nervous.
So, and he's nervous on top of it. You got to put him on the spot there.
And he's not drunk, because most people don't do karaoke.
Most time I'm a scorpion bowler three in. Like, this is different for me.
How often have you heard your own songs back to you? I'm sure basically, it's everybody screaming the song back to you when you're performing.
Insane. There's been times when I've been singing at a show, and then you hear the audience louder than yourself. I just stand
That's
back
insane.
And I'm just like, what?
That's going to be the coolest moment ever,
it's just
right?
insane, yeah, because, like, you know, obviously Robin was the writer on Dancing on My Own, but with my stuff, there's a song I have called You Are the Reason, and I was over in Indonesia, and there's like 40,000 people singing the song, and
awesome.
I'm like,
yeah, that's the coolest.
I mean, what is going on with my life?
Okay, if there is one athlete that you follow that is out there that you hope goes the way of Kevin Plawecki and says, like, oh my God, I love this song, I gotta shark it now.
Yeah.
Who would that athlete be?
Do you know what? I'm a bit of a boxing fan.
Oh!
So it would be cool to have one of my songs as like a walkout. Like, I mean, Tyson Fury.
Like Tyson Fury.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That
would you imagine? Yeah. Or like, or AJ, if there's a Tyson Fury and AJ fight.
Okay.
Then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Either one, right?
Either one of them.
You're working both sides of that. That's a smart
Wait for them to choose you, and then you're like, of course, I had you all along.
That's a good business move right there. I don't know who Fury's fighting, but let me tell you. Well, get him on the other side of that.
That's
All
great.
Of a sudden, you get a call from Canelo Alvarez here at the end of the month. You're going to be like, wait, what? Okay. Good enough.
I'll take it.
That's right.
Well, it pays the bills.
Well, hopefully, not to jinx it, Gresh, but hopefully there's a World Series parade here. And hopefully they invite you back for that.
Would,
and then
absolutely.
they would let you perform there. I know Honestly. They're six wins away. Not trying to get ahead of ourselves, but that would be the best. I would love that.
Yeah. Do you know what a duck boat is?
I was told about a duck boat yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to be on a duck boat.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, we got to wait. We're not there yet, but we know that he's in. So that's the good news.
Well, Callum, it's awesome that you stop by. And hopefully the Astros don't get in the way and they can let you sing tonight and you can do your thing. And if not, you've heard the dulcet tones of Chris Chime.
I know. Yeah. I'm kind of nervous he's going to take my job.
You could take him on tour with you, though. He'd love to sing maybe background a little
I was once called the songbird of a generation.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That was me.
I can see why.
Admittedly,
Callum,
that was me.
He's the new Ann Murray, you know? He's the Massachusetts songbird.
He's great.
He can't
I'm
fly.
The singer laureate of WEEI.
He's the one who made Simon Cowell cry, actually.
Oh, that's
he was. I remember him now.
He went out there shirtless, and then he just lost his mind, and that was it. Callum, thank you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Now we have to try to regroup and have Shime nail trending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.